some shit for free.
Look at here, people. This is how you do it when you're on the radio and TV. I ain't working. There ain't nothing to this. I don't pay for nothing. All my s*** for free. I hate working, but even I can do it. Let me tell you, this guy ain't dumb. I ain't ashamed to ask for anything. Today I want some 1950s chewing gum. Nice cuts of meat for my toaster oven. And Orphan Black on DVD. Episodes 9 and 10 now, and I wanna watch them both for free. Don't pay for nothing, and my shit's all free. Don't pay for nothing, and my shit's all free.
I like that, I like that.
Don't pay for nothing, and my shit's all free.
All right, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast, playing songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. It's August 4th, 2014, and this past weekend was Michael Kornheiser's wedding, so I was unavailable to record a podcast, so this is going to be a best of hits show. Well, actually, in all seriousness, it was also my birthday, so that's why I wasn't available. But we got some great songs lined up today. We're going to start out with a segment on the best of the regulars, then we've got 9 different collaborations lined up, and then ending it with some bonus material, A Day in the Life Parts 1, 2, and 3, which Part 3 being new, just specifically recorded for this podcast, so I can give you guys something new even though I wasn't around, wasn't in town to do it in an episode. So the songs up front here, Brad Weiss, John Welsh, KJ Onstad, John Fitzpatrick, Joe Arrow, and Patrick Moffitt have all recorded a litany of tunes, and I picked songs from each of them that I thought were representative of their work and would be good material to showcase on a best of podcast. So these aren't their best songs necessarily. They may be ones that I happen to like the most or that I think put them in a good light. So we'll start out here with Brad Weiss with his Beatles parody of It's Only Love, followed by John Welsh and the original We Miss Junior, KJ Onstad, Son of a Preacher Man, John Fitzpatrick, Brown Eyed Girl, Joe Arrow with Cranky Old Man, and Patrick Moffitt, I Hear the Cajun Coming.
I like ice cream in a cone or bowl. Very cold. My wife's cat was born in 94. It's very old. Why would I write this into a radio show? That's the email, that's all you got. Brendan Borzelli must be sad. Even a chimp could write this stuff. How did things get so bad? My podiatrist is 6'6". Very tall, not to mention all the New York Knicks. Also tall, I've had quite enough of these banalities. That's the email, that's all you got. Imagine what Mike from Burke must think. Why even play a mailbag theme? Man, this show really stinks. Man, this show really stinks. Really stinks.
I heard there was a wooden story that Junior to Gene and Tori, but chicks don't care about army football, do you? So he went into a club. clothing store and tried on each size 34 until the waistband stretched its length round Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior.
Tony K is an only child. He's old, he's rich, and he wants it now. Gathered up the gang, they started talking. Odds in 4 years, Gruden's walking. And soon a death's got Kevin mocking. Then he says pigs really do fly. Lord knows Wilbon's not surprised. It's mail time on the TK show now. He's got your emails, faxes, and notes. A day late, it can only reach me. Those sons of bitches, man, sales weasels, those weasels. Ooh, mailbag.
Hey, how did you dry 'em today when the snows came? Downtown to Rockville with the sales weasel so lame. Slipping and a sliding, hey, hey. She and boys are shoveling in the misty morning, cause well, Tony's doctor says he can't, yeah, he's our bald orange man. He's our bald orange man. Whatever happened to the old internet show? One too many dirty jokes and we're left with only radio. Genie's there a silent laughing. David stands up for John Wall. He can outrun everyone but needs to learn to shoot the ball. And you, our bald orange band. Yay, this is your mailbag. Do you even know who it is that I am? Got emails, faxes, and notes. Let's read some for you folks. Nigel screams those emails, faxes, and notes that make it to the air from you folks.
There's a place on the air for a cranky old man with his multiple jobs and his medical plans. He's got no hair on his head and a cough in his throat, and he doesn't like riding on airplanes or boats. Now he's out in pursuit of a doctor at Sash. You can always be sure he'll come back for more cash. And the littles all call him a cranky old man. Send your emails and notes to the cranky old man. Just don't send him a text, cause he won't understand. He's not a big fan of new technology. To plug in a toaster's a challenge, you see. And he sits at his mic and he begs for free swag. Till we get to the part they call Tony's mailbag. And he'll always be known as a cranky old man. He believes he's past the age of paying the park and staying up late. Astounding that he still knows how to drive a car. He used to write some columns too, until he met that guy Raju. And life went on and he became a TV star. Oh, so there's always a place for a cranky old man with his cheeks wet, a vest and a club in his hands. He can crush all the bikers that get in his way. He can curse sons of bitches for podcast delays. Well, his boasting is pure, yes, he does it so well. When he waits in a line, he gets angry as hell. And he'll go to the grave as a cranky old man.
I hear the Cajun coming, I know just what he'll say. He's betting on New Orleans, you're damn right it's a double play. Well, Carville's such a badass, he hates the TSA. He just pulls out old Greg Oden, and he is on his way. When the Cajun's on the radio, you gotta listen close. I'm pretty sure he picked A&M, but no one really knows. And he can swing elections, yes he is taking names. If you f*** with James Carville, you're going down.
All right, when I built TKJingles.com, I figured a few people would be as dedicated slash obsessed as myself and record a couple of songs, but the six folks I featured there have done quite a few and had a big impact on that radio show in the past year, so I just wanted to highlight one song from each person. The other unintended consequence of TKJingles.com was just the sheer number of collaborations. So now I've got 9 songs lined up here. I'm going to split it into 2 different segments that just highlight some of the great collaborations. We're going to start with the very first one. That was by Carol Connolly and K.J. Onstad to an Avril Lavigne song. Then a collaboration between Nigel and myself, and his input was basically, you should do a song about Oben Shane to Duncan Shane. So we got that one. Then Mickey in D.C. and John Fitzpatrick with Ode to Aldridge, one of the all-time greats. Then a collaboration I did with my brother to Cleveland Rocks, where there was no performance track of that available, so Jeff does every instrument on here, all the background vocals. It's a really awesome instrumental track. And then a song that I have somewhat ruined for myself, because every time I hear it now, I think of these lyrics instead. And I'm sure that probably applies to many of you listening to this for certain jingles, but the Meatloaf song, I Would Do Anything for Love, is now forever a duet between the woman related to my marriage and I, singing about all the stuff that Tony would do just for a buck.
He was orange, she was a blonde. Can I make it any more obvious? He read the mail, she read the news. They both loved to booze. He wanted her, I could never tell. Secretly he couldn't work a cell. Then all of the gang laughed at him too. And they had a problem with his high school. He was a Hewlett boy, she said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but he couldn't get first base. She wouldn't do it for science sake.
Oben Shane, Mark Oben Shane, you promised to bring jobs back to VA. I don't know how a lawyer would do that, though. Oh, it made no sense in pretense. You just think we're dumb, I guess. Oben Shane, dear Mark, Oben Shane. Not even Tory Clark could defend your campaign. Maybe you too, but you must admit that's about it. You're full of shit. Oh, anyone but Oben Shane, Mark Oben Shane. Avita Zane, Mr. Oben
I get excited when he's on my TV screen. First heard the Rolling Stones in 2013. He gets pissed off on air and he is no show pony. The best part of the show is when he says, no, Tony. He called when Arnie
swag, and I don't think that's right. You're my amigo, David Aldridge, let's not fight. Jeannie and Tori from the chick chair give Tone flag. DA has his chair too, and it's the one with a high back. He doesn't care if Strasburg's nice or he's a jerk. He likes to remind Tone what it's like to still work. Went to American and he is from D.C. He groans out loud when Tony begs for junk for free. Here comes the emails and the faxes and the notes. When Tony reads them, David laughs at all the jokes.
Okay, so next we got four more collaborations here. The first is by John Quinn. When I first read the lyrics for this idea on the ideas page of tkjingles.com, my jaw dropped just thinking about how awesome it was going to be to yell, to sing the chorus very loudly, to come in with the Wilbon. I knew that would be such a great dramatic moment in the history of TK Jingles. I really love these lyrics and this song. Then we have a collaboration by Steve Maloney and Brad Weiss called Did You Know I Know Magic, also about Michael Wilbon and his name-dropping propensity. Then we have the original 50 Ways parody by Byron and Joe, and I think it was followed by Neil and Rockville and Joe's version like a week later, but I really like this one by Byron that addresses all the different ways you can get on Mailbag. And then I had the privilege of having an old friend of mine, Rob Sapp, who's a Broadway, off-Broadway performer in New York City, record a Broadway song for the mailbag. And he did a bang-up job of that, so I'm going to play that here. And enjoy.
I've seen him on TV, on PTI. I've even dreamt he was surprised 1,000 times. It's almost like he already knows each score. Will Bond, how on earth do you know each score? I just can't believe my eyes when I watch the crawl. You picked the date and time Syracuse would lose in basketball. And you always dress so sharp in your tailored, well-cut suits. And I believe that it's no secret you love shoes.
Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually, Irvin to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name drop sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in L.A., if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
I never get my notes on air, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. Like to help you in your quest for mail glory. There must be 50 ways to get on the mailbag. She said I tried so hard to think of something good to make Tony and the gang all laugh the way the mailbag should. I'll try to fill you in so it is understood. There must be 50 ways to get on mailbag. 50 ways to get on mailbag. You just tell us your lunch, munch, how you got into work, jerk. I'm talking all the monkeys, please tell Mr. Tony what the DC buzz was. Oh, what your neighbor does. Send things for the swag bag, 'cause he loves stuff that's free. Well, send a haiku, you say you're a bald man fan. Trash the podcast delay, babe. Tell Mr. Tony, don't be too bland, and cover up a foreign land. Send Johnny Walker Blue to, I bet Nigel picks you.
Here comes the mailbag, ending the show. This jingle's from Broadway. What a fabulous choice, I know. Send a Tony email, then give your car to our child. He'll gather up some notes and read them for you folks. Who's in the mailbag? Maybe it's you. All of his whining, screaming, opining now are through. This show's the best 980s cash cow, and Tony's mailbag starts right now. For all these years, hey, wait, don't fade me out.
Awesome. All right, I mentioned earlier that this past Saturday was Michael Kornheiser's wedding. Congratulations, Michael and Liz. One of my favorite long-running jokes from this past year, which now has sadly come to an end was that I would be playing the wedding reception at that. Tony brought it up in September, I think on a couple different shows, talking about how he had to book me. And so I wrote a few jingles about it, which seemed to carry that joke forward for a few months. And I really enjoyed it. So this is the last opportunity that I'll have to share those before it becomes an old stale joke. So I thought I would just play those two songs right now and we can enjoy the fantasy of the mailbag music being played for an audience of a couple hundred people. Just such a stupid idea. So enjoy.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a wedding, and it looks like the guests have arrived. But there's something that I'm forgetting. Oh no, Tony asked for a ride. Oh well, the tuxes look fantastic. They went to Joseph A. Bank, and the flowers are from Bethesda. They were free. Tracy, thanks. Can I just have one more cup of borscht or some challah? Can I just have one more klapach and a knish too? More challah.
Well, an old man said to me with a total lack of shame, what you doing August 2nd? He said, if your schedule's free and you're in D.C., come play my son's wedding. And I said, wait, Tony, what about Jerry? I think he'd be just great. And you know Michael would be heartbroken. Liz may call the whole thing off if those plans change, if you change them. Would you even pay me? Your cheapness is world famous, Tone. And I wonder, would I eat for free if I played your kid's wedding? If I play there.
All right, mark the date, August 4th, 2014. The Michael Kornheiser wedding reception joke is officially over. I really loved writing those songs and just that image, as I said before, was just so funny. All right, now it's time for a little bonus content. Last fall, Patrick Moffitt sent me a note and said he wanted to collaborate and work on a Day in a Life song. And I'd thought about that song in the past, but had never really done anything. So I went off and started writing lyrics, and that was probably one of the fastest ones I've ever written and recorded. It just popped into my head instantly that, you know, with there's news today, oh boy, and just the topic seemed pretty obvious. So I recorded a demo and sent it in, and then unfortunately Nigel played it the next day. So the raw demo is what stands today, and it's pretty good, but, you know, there's a little bit at the end that I probably would have improved if I had had a little more time to do it. I like to generally do a demo and then work on it over a couple of days just to make sure that the levels are right and I'm not having any off-key parts or anything weird like that. So that was part one of A Day in Life. That was followed quickly by Patrick Moffitt's Day in Life part two. And then just for this podcast, just to thank you all for listening and just as a, you know, reward for, well, that sounds pretty patronizing, huh? Not really a reward for anything, but just something that I thought you all would enjoy. Let's just put it that way. This is A Day in Life part three, just exclusively for the August 4th, 2014 podcast. Enjoy.
Kevin read the news today, oh boy. A bus full of orphans had all crashed and died. And though the news was rather sad, well, he just had to laugh. 'Cause he's a heartless ass. Tony saw a film today, oh boy. Got up to leave with about an hour left. A couple people stopped instead. They'd seen his face before, and everyone was pretty sure that he was Brad Children. schedule's got some mail today, oh boy. A bag full of emails, faxes, and you notes. And David hopes that you're concise. But Tony doesn't mind if you go on and on.
Out of bed, combed the dregs on his head. It's the Thursday show and Tony's irate. He can't get a gig on the Americans. Time for Carville's picks. He'll take Bill to minus 46. So here come some faxes or maybe some notes or something a little wrote on a Google machine.
Just about it for today's episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I did, and hopefully in reality I was either partying at Michael's wedding or partying with my family for my own birthday this past weekend and getting away from all the TK Jingles nonsense for a couple of days. If you have feedback on this episode or other episodes or anything you like on the website or would like me to change otherwise in the mobile apps or elsewhere, send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com, or you can find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. Really appreciate your thoughts. Love to read them on this show. I'd like to end it with a song that's been a fast riser the past few months, been one of the most downloaded songs of the year. It was another Twitter suggestion that I got to do a parody of Viva Las Vegas, and has since become a staple on the website for downloads and playlists. So again, thank you guys so much for joining me. I love doing this stuff, love this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I do. Send me your notes, send me your faxes, send me your emails, and I will be back here live next week. And I think next week's episode, we're going to have an interview with Shad of the famed haiku variety, not Shad from, I don't know, I don't really know any other Shads. All right, and I will be back here next week. Enjoy Eat It, McManus.
Well, Mr. Tony's going to name that tune. He's going to name it after only one note. He knows every song from the 1940s, and he relishes his chance to gloat. There's a silent laughing lady in the chick chair, shaking her head cause she really don't care about the old man with so little hair. When he says, eat it, McManus, eat it, McManus, eat it, McManus, eat it, eat it.
Jingles that he'd sing for you. He had a website too. He lost his wife, lost his kids, lost his house because of the time it consumed. He sang so many songs about notes, emails, faxes, and notes. And he always threw in some jokes, jokes, jokes on the TK Jingles. That was TK Jingles. Jingles, come on and dance, 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 monkey dance, yeah. TK Jingles, TK Jingles, TK Jingles, come on, dance, 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 won't you dance, boy? Come on.